rallying outside of the food co-op just west of downtown Bloomington, employees, member owners, and state union representatives marched to the monthly Blooming Foods board meeting at their administrative offices to meet with the co-op board. At the meeting, Blooming Foods employee and member owner Lauren McAllister said the board needs to be more open to hearing and meeting the needs of the employees. For example, she says employees should automatically be considered member owners instead of having to pay the normal dues.
In the meeting, it seems tense. It seems uncomfortable. It seems like people are holding back strong emotions and that we aren't coming to a common ground.
Blooming Foods President Tim Clower says the meeting was an important chance to hear from the member owners, but the board doesn't have a stance on the unionization efforts of employees.
The main emphasis tonight was in listening and being able to hear as many members of ours that wanted to speak and what they had to say and making sure that they knew that we were listening.
The next step is for the Blooming Foods workers to turn in their union petition to the National Labor Relations Board for approval before taking a final vote on whether to unionize. For WFIU News, I'm Casey Kuhn.